Exclusive, Representative Eli Crane, Conservatives Focused on Halting America's Managed Decline by Political Establishment. By John Binder on May 28, 2023. Representative Eli Crane, R-Oz, says conservatives in Congress are focused on halting the political establishment's managed decline of the United States. One of many reasons that House Republicans recently passed the Secure the Border Act to drastically increase interior immigration enforcement, mandate nationally verify, and effectively eliminate the process known as catch and release at the U.S.-Mexico border, among other things. During an exclusive interview with SiriusXM Patriots Breitbart News Saturday, Crane told Breitbart News Washington Bureau Chief Matt Boyle that House conservatives are scoring wins even if the Democrat-controlled Senate refuses to take up their legislation. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Representative Eli Crane, R-Oz, May 27, 2023. The entire country, the entire conference, and most certainly House leadership took note of the fact that it's a new day in Washington, D.C., Crane said. We have enough solid conservative Republicans who are willing to hold the line even when a lot of the conservative media was attacking us. And we just don't care because we're tired of watching the managed decline of this country. We're willing to be called every name in the book to try to do something about it, he continued. You've seen it in this pretty robust border bill that we just passed as well. Among those victories is the Secure the Border Act, which House Republicans passed 219 to 213, with Reps. Thomas Massey, R.K. White, and John Duarte, RCA, joining Democrats to oppose. The landmark legislation came at a time when President Joe Biden's administration ended one of the last few remaining border controls, known as Title 42, despite warnings for years of a mass migration event from his own officials. Americans are going to see this invasion end. As a byproduct, this administration rolling out the red carpet, and what that's going to do for the American people, Crane said. Over 100,000 people that we've already lost to fentanyl. Those numbers are going to go up. It's going to be on full display just how reckless and incompetent this administration really is. The Secure the Border Act includes a number of provisions to drastically cut illegal immigration in the U.S., including by requiring the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, to build at least 900 miles of border wall where there is none currently along the southern border. Related, Operation Lone Star footage shows Texas DPS clearing brush and erecting barbed wire to deter illegals. In addition, the landmark legislation mandates nationally verify to protect American workers from illegal labor market competition, bans Biden's migrant mobile app from being used by migrants to enter the U.S. interior, requires migrants to have a credible fear of persecution to seek asylum, limits the federal government's ability to release migrants into the U.S. interior, instead requiring detention or removal, allows DHS to immediately turn migrants away at the border if they do not have basic proper travel documents, gives DHS the power to repatriate unaccompanied alien children, UACs, to their native countries when they do not meet credible fear of persecution standards, cracks down on illegal visa overstays with harsher civil fines and criminal penalties, prevents DHS's use of parole on a broad-scale basis that has been used to mass catch and release migrants into the U.S. interior, increases penalties for businesses who hire illegal aliens. Crane also noted that a group of House conservatives have sought to impeach DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas for his overseeing the highest levels of illegal immigration on record in American history. Watch, Mayorkas, Biden has led the greatest expansion of lawful pathways for asylum. That effort, though, has been met with reluctance from many House Republicans. Some of us have introduced articles of impeachment against Secretary Mayorkas, although I'm not too sure that we have the backbone in this conference to actually impeach him, Crane said. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.